Hello and welcome once again. It's time to talk sports with us and you on the Walnut Sports Network weekly podcast. My name is Jason. That's Wally, Mr. Paul.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
We got Ben with us today.
How's it going, everyone?
And we have Brandon once again.
Yay.
Back. The quadrifecta once again. This the April 30th, 2024. It's almost May, which is great. Because May weather is the best weather. How are you guys all feeling? Also the what?
Best boxer.
Oh, me, yeah. Probably.
And words.
I just don't want to give him the credit. Like, anyway, how are we all doing on this beautiful April afternoon, evening?
I'm doing good. I've got a couple days off from work, and I met my new two-week-old niece on Saturday, and she's very tiny and beautiful, and so that was very fun. So
nice. Sounds delicious. Ben, how have you been?
Same old, you know, children and jobs and whatnot. So no complaints, just, you know, living the dream. How about you guys? How about you, Jason?
Oh, you know, staying busy, keeping my head down.
Yeah.
Just doing the thing. Brandon, any fun stuff?
Life's great. No wife, no kids, you know. Living a 26-year-old life.
That's the way to be.
I love it.
Just hanging out, vibing. Well, let's vibe on some sports here, gentlemen. Yes. We had a recent, I believe it was the National Football League, if you guys are familiar. They had their yearly draft.
We can talk about something for the first time ever on this show. Yeah. As we start today. So
let's talk about the NFL
draft. So what is this NFL you're talking about real quickly?
Yeah, it's...
I believe it's the National Football League.
Oh, I thought foosball. Yeah. Okay, football. Got
yeah,
it.
Same thing. Foosball is what they call it in other countries.
Gotcha.
Right.
Quick aside, Brandon, I wanted to get your thoughts on, because you're on today, this Tyson, Jake Paul, I think, fight got,
it's two first names, can't trust the guy, that's all I'm saying. Yeah.
whatever his name is, fight is actually gonna be a sanctioned fight. What's your quick 1 minute thought on that before we get into the NFL?
Oh, I think it's a joke. I think it's a money grab, and I don't know if you watched Tyson's fight against Roy Jones Jr., but I think you're gonna see it in similar product. I just think it's going to go to decision. It's no one's going to win, and it's all for money and for Netflix. And
I will lose.
Say it'll be a win for the UFC, maybe getting on Netflix, which I'm all about. So be it. But I it's cool, whatever. It's a fun little thing, whatever. But I don't think it's going to be a sanctioned pro fight by any means.
No, it's officially sanctioned as of today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, sure. You know, whatever. I don't know. I think it's just a whole money thing. I think you're going to get a weird product, in my opinion. But hopefully they come to take each other's heads off. But I just don't see it. I really don't.
All right. So, yeah, that was just a quick aside. Let's get into the NFL here, where we had kind of historic offensive draft. We had 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. The first 14 players taken off the board were offensive. No real surprises on the top of the draft until Michael Penix Jr. going to the Atlanta Falcons at number 8. Jason, what was your initial thought when you saw that after they just signed Cousins to a huge deal?
Well, I don't hate the move as much as some people seem to. I think it's the best way I heard it described was, and I didn't really think of it this way. I just thought it was like, oh, you're just getting a guy who's going to sit behind Cousins while he does his whole contract thing, you know, for a couple years, couple tree years. But I heard a guy talking about it. He was saying it was the move that guarantees the GM and coach their job the longest, in that they get 2 to 3 years out of Kirk Cousins, and then they get a couple years out of Michael Penix Jr. as well to see this whole, in order to see this whole plan out. So this guy, I mean, I forget, I wish I could remember who it was, but he was saying it was kind of a selfish move by the GM to ensure his longevity, which I don't really see it that way. You know what you're getting out of Kirk Cousins. If Kirk Cousins was a Super Bowl quarterback, he would have taken that Vikings team 2-3 years ago to the Super Bowl, but he didn't. So he would have taken, I don't know, he's just like the best mediocre quarterback ever. And you know, you have a Falcons team. Yeah, he's also paid very well. He is paid very well.
Yes.
But you know, you have a Falcons team that won 7 games last year with Desmond Ridder in a division where Maker Bayfield won.
It's kind of terrible.
Yeah, so maybe Kirk Cousins does enough to get the Falcons into some playoff contention. Even if they don't make a deep run, at least not right away, they do have weapons on that team. I mean, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson. I mean, there's pieces there. So, yeah, could they have gotten Kirk Cousins a lineman or another weapon or another defensive piece? Sure. But they also are set at quarterback for the next, like, 5 years. Maybe. So, maybe, assuming Penix isn't a bust, right? You know, who knows? No,
assuming that Kirk Cousins can play football still. Like, well, he had an Achilles injury in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's not long ago, and...
Well, Aaron Rodgers came back from an Achilles injury in like 3 months, apparently. So,
well, he didn't play knows? Football, though. So,
no, that's true.
You know, like, that's the thing that bothers me is that, like, and then this Michael Penix Jr. is 24 years old. So you're saying he's going to start maybe 26, 27 years old? I mean,
that's how old Aaron Rodgers was.
I don't think he was that old, was he?
I thought he was 26 years old.
Rodgers was 24 when he started.
Or 24. Okay, still, like, that's not as bad as it sounds. You're still getting, like, 7-8 years out of the guy at his highest...
if he's good.
Potential. Yeah, if he's good.
I thought they're going to want to win now type of thing. Like, if they're bringing Cousins and you're paying him that win now money, $100 million guaranteed, 4 years, $180 million, like, you're going to get, like, a defensive player to help you on that side. Because your offense is looking pretty sharp, and you can get a quarterback next year. You could have got people later in that draft that could have developed, I think, just as well. I still kind of shocked about it, but
yeah, I don't disagree there.
I understand, like, and maybe they're doing that too, because there's going to be, you know, like, you know, Minnesota's coming up for a pick, you know, and they're trading up to get something. And maybe it's when they took Penix, like it was a mad rush to get McCarthy. So, McCarthy. So it's like, I don't know. It just was really weird. And then, yeah, I mean, a lot of the, we'll get into the other picks. But for me, it was, I don't think it was the right pick at the right time.
I've heard it multiple ways. I guess the surprise to me was A, they went for the quarterback instead of getting an offensive lineman or a defensive tackle, something like that. And B, just the Ben, do you want to touch on just the amount or the first 14 picks were offensive players? Where does that, what does that say about this draft to you?
I mean, well, you got to look at the teams that picked all these offensive players. I mean, go down the list. I mean, no quarterback in Chicago, got to get one. Of course, Caleb Williams is coming in. Washington is horrible in the quarterback position. They brought in Jaden Daniels, awesome. Drake May, the, you know, second coming of Tom Brady, not. But they need a quarterback. Who needs that? Kyler Murray needs help. They burned Marvin Harris Jr. You know, like, who was knocked on their ass and hurt last year? Justin Herbert. You got to bring an offensive tackle. So that's why all these people, I mean, they all made sense who they were bringing in for the most part. Except for me, again, like, eight didn't make sense for that offensive player. But a lot of offensive players, again, like you said, quarterback galore. But yeah. I mean, what did you guys think overall? Jason, Brandon?
I kind of agreed with Jason. I thought it was a good insurance policy, kind of.
For the ownership.
I was talking about the Falcons, but my bad. Sorry, I misunderstood.
No.
I was just a clarification. That's all it was. You're talking about security, like ownership has security now for the next 5 years. If those quarterbacks fall into place,
and if Kirk Cousins goes down, I kind of just agree that you have a young line and next up front. But
that's actually a really good point too that I didn't think about. Is like, yeah, in case Kirk Cousins can't play, well, we have this rookie quarterback who's supposed to be really good. We can just use him.
Yep.
So there's that too.
I just thought it was a weird move. And
well, seeing ownership talked about development. That's the thing they want to do, like Aaron Rodgers is what I heard. They're not really doing that. If he goes down, then we have this rookie quarterback we can throw in. That should be the plan. That if he goes down, there should be another backup that goes in there, because that's exactly what Ricky Morris said. When they interviewed him, talking about all that stuff. So
I personally think the Falcons can win that division next year. Personally,
they should.
They absolutely should. Yes.
Unless you know, Baker Mayfield does something spectacular again. Because remember, he got his contract, so now he can just sit back and relax.
Yeah.
In that Tampa Bay
sign. Back over in Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly. Get the money, take a seat.
Like I said, the rest of the draft, Dan has went three, May went four, Marvin Harrison went to the Cardinals, no surprise there. I personally hate to say this as a Packers fan, but I thought the Bears had a tremendous draft. They got their quarterback, and then they with nine they get Romo Zume, the consensus top three wide receiver in this draft, to join an already explosive offense. They already had a tremendous defense. again,
as we're gonna start calling Paulie the Chicago Paulies here.
No, don't do that. I'm just that saying, sounds, they,
Paul's Chicago
you
Bears.
You sound like that. I read an article that someone said the NFL's potent offense for the NFC North is the Chicago Bears just because of the draft, and that's what I'm hearing out of you, Paulie. It sounds
no,
like.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they had a good draft, and I am a little scared of what's going to happen the next few years.
See, that's what I don't like when you say you're scared of something you've never seen before. There's a lot of things that have to be proven all over that organization. Yeah, they got good players, but they've had good players before. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm fully expecting them to mess Caleb Williams up. I don't get me wrong here.
Perfect. Then no need to be scared. Yeah, but they'll mess
on
him up.
Paper, they had a good draft. To me personally, when Tyrion Arnold was falling and he got to 24, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. He's almost there. And then the Lions, of course, had to trade up and get him. We got a great offensive lineman in Jordan Morgan. The Packers did. But as Tyrion Arnold was falling down the board, I really thought we had a chance at him, and
the Lions sniped you.
Yeah. Yep.
Sure did. And exactly what they needed.
Yep.
Think it was a little intentional, or was it just personal reasons, you think?
Both. Probably both.
Yeah, I think
it was they both. Needed it, and they wanted to piss off Paulie, so they needed to.
And then my other kind of huge pick in the bottom half of the first round was Xavier Worthy going to Kansas City, because that's all Patrick Mahomes needs is another speedy wide receiver, because of course he does.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fun. I thought that was the fun pick.
Yeah, of course he goes to get throws with Patrick Mahomes. We'll go around the horn here. Brandon, what did you think of your team's draft overall? You're a Steelers guy, so what did you think of your overall draft here?
It's kind of what I expected. Figured we would take two offensive linemen right away, because that's what we need the most, in my opinion. But late, I think they drafted a late round receiver, I think, or a couple of them.
Yeah, they got one in the third, Roman Wilson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good pick.
They're, history proven Steelers are always fairly good at drafting receivers between the third and seventh round, so mm-hmm. I'm always excited to see that. Yeah, why not? We're a down of a receiver, so I like that. Overall, I thought it was a good draft. I'm not mad at anything. So,
Jason, I know you guys didn't. Your Dolphins didn't have a lot of picks, but how do you think you guys turned out?
I mean, they got what they needed. They had the normal amount of picks. They lost one in the third because of the tampering with Tom Brady a few years ago.
Tom Brady doesn't get anybody in trouble. You lie. No. Liar.
Yeah, it happens. but sure they went with an edge rusher in the first round and a tackle in the second round. Like, that's what you need. They have weapons. Get your trenches figured out. They got that running back out of Tennessee, which is nice. I don't know that they needed that necessarily, but, sometimes you just take the best guy off the board. But, yeah, going defensive line and offensive line in the first two rounds, I'm a fan.
It's always good to get those guys in the trenches, like mm-hmm. you said. Absolutely, yeah.
And without having a third round, third rounder, like, you don't have a lot of flexibility there. So, yeah, get those two guys early.
Ben, what did you think about the Packers overall draft?
Like kind of Jason said too, like we kind of got what we needed, right? For the most part, we needed offensive line, we needed some linebackers, we needed some D-backs, and we kind of addressed all that all around. I think Edrin Cooper, I mean, I eyed him up to begin with. I think he's the best at his position in the draft anyway, so getting that linebacker right away was great, especially when we're switching to 4-3 this year in our defense. And also getting a Tyron Hofford, too, from Missouri helped. And then all these, again, all the corners, like all these, you know, like, and safeties, like Bullard, Williams, Oladipo, King. I saw a crazy stat that last year they combined for 2 touchdowns in coverage, you know, in their college, you know, combined for their college senior season or last year there in college. So it's exciting to have those guys come in, you know, to see what happens. Kind of compete with those other younger guys who were kind of stepping up more last year. So, yeah, I thought they did really well. Got what they needed. What did you think, Paulie?
I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. I mean, it's there really wasn't – I mean, outside of cornerback safety, there wasn't a huge need that the Packers went into the draft with, and they – covered everything that they needed. So, and they had, what was it, I think they ended up with 12 picks, I think it was. So they,
yeah, yes,
they have options, and they have competition in that for training camp. So that's what I love to see. I mean, the best player wins. So
yeah, and a lot of those picks, you know, I mean, 3 or 4 of those came from the Aaron Rodgers trade, too, which helped us out. Cooper was one of those, you know, so it's like, thanks, something came out of that finally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my final question before we move on here, J.J. McCarthy going 10 to Minnesota, what do you – I mean, I know he was iffy in – a lot of people's minds. What do you think of his future in Minnesota?
Good luck. I mean, Minnesota doesn't produce great quarterbacks. They're pretty mediocre at most times. And again, for a guy who didn't really have to do much in college, you're going to have to do a lot in the NFL. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's got some good weapons around him in Minnesota, but we'll see. It reminded me of, not as bad as the Christian Ponder pick, you know, years ago when they took him.
Oh, God.
Took him 12, and everybody, analysts, is trying to shake through their papers, trying to find out what the hell they did. But it kind of was still shocking. Like, all right, you're going there? Okay, great. Again, I felt that was like an impulse thing of like, Penix Jr. is gone. We don't want Bo Nix. We're going to go up and get, you know, McCarthy. And then the Denver area is like, we better get Bo Nix because they're flying off the shelves now, you know. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to be the greatest supporter back there, but we'll see. What about you, Jason?
Like you said, he wasn't asked to do a whole lot, so I don't know how good a quarterback he is. Yeah. I just don't.
True.
Like, I don't know what to think about it. He's got the wet, like, if it's a pretty good situation for a rookie quarterback to be in. Like, that's a pretty good spot to land. Kind of like Atlanta.
You think they're throwing him right away? Or they're going to put Sam Darnold in there for a couple games?
Well, I think they'll have a competition. They'll see what he can do. I don't think they'll do the whole close to the vest thing. I think, like, currently the plan is probably to put Sam Darnold in there. But if J.J. McCarthy goes out there and looks even decent, I'm pretty sure they'll just throw him out there. Because Sam Darnold kind of had his chance. This is his fourth team.
Yeah.
And he could maybe be a backup quarterback, like a reliable guy to win 3 out of 4 games in a backup situation like a Nick Foles or something, maybe. Who knows? But He's not the answer. You get him because you didn't have anybody else. So, yeah, do I think he'll do well? No. I just don't think he's that good. But, again, I don't really have any evidence to base that on, really, because I didn't really see a lot of him in college. Or I didn't really see him do a lot in college because he wasn't asked to.
Well, I think your point, Jason, and I think that's where a lot of people are, is because that Wolverines team was so stacked with talent, he didn't have to do a lot. So we'll see. And I mean, as a Packers fan, I'm glad Minnesota ended up with him. So, anything else on the draft before we move on to the big show here?
Oh, yeah, nothing. Let's rock and roll.
Well, I would like to just say, real quick, I think the Chargers had a really good draft. Like, the Chargers, you give that team, which is, I think the Chargers are way better than picking fifth in the draft. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes. Absolutely.
And now with Harbaugh, and you give him... On paper. And you give him a beefy tackle. You give him a receiver from the national championship winning Georgia. You get, you know, his old linebacker from Michigan. You get this defensive tackle from Alabama. Like, he's going to... Dude, that team is going to be... They're going to be competing for an AFC West championship sooner than later, I think. Might take them a year, but I think they're going to be in it. Anyway.
Is Patrick Holmes going to go on vacation during that year, though? Or
well, I didn't say they'd win it. I said they'd compete.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You're right. I agree that Patrick Mahomes is a lot to get past.
If he's there, it doesn't matter who's doing what. It's going to take a while for, you know, that train to ride down, I think, especially when they got faster.
They could be one of those, like, 11-win teams that gets into the wild card every year kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, so, and Big Show, yes. It's time for the Walnut Sports Network NBA playoff first round review preview 2024.
Yes.
There, I did
it. We have a couple, well, one autopsy that we'll start with. The Phoenix Suns get swept by this young Minnesota Timberwolves team.
Embarrassed, really, not just swept.
Yes, absolutely embarrassed. Jason, I'll start with you. Where does this Phoenix team go from here? Do they have a move that they can make?
They got to get rid of one of their guys. And
probably fire the coach.
Well, I don't know if he's the root of the problem or not.
After hearing what happened in the last game, there's no way he's going to be there. The whole, like, the last game, I guess he went in the locker room at halftime and just screamed and screamed and screamed at his players, and they all said it was the most fake thing they've ever seen. And then, like, when you can see players coming out of the game, like, he's trying to high-five them, they don't even acknowledge him. They're like, F off, coach. You know, like, it's going to have to be that for sure. But like you said, though, there's got to be a player change, too, at least, because they have nothing else they can do unless they move somebody.
Yep, they have no bench.
Until 2031.
You got to move somebody for every pick in the world. Like, go to Oklahoma City. Be like, here, we'll give you this guy. And we'll take 19 picks, and they'll be like, we still have 30 picks the next 5 years, so it doesn't matter. You know, like, it's smart. Like, you got to go out there and get people. Picks.
That or trade Durant for, like, some seven role players.
Where would he go then, would you think? I'm just curious. Do you have any destination for Durant?
New York, maybe?
Go back home.
Or just call up the NBA and be like, I'm starting a Seattle basketball team right now.
Or go over.
Who's coming with me?
Meet up with Steph, maybe.
Go with Steph one more time? One more round?
Yeah. I mean, that could be a
makes
thing.
Makes sense.
They could do
you
that.
Win rings there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not even the worst idea, honestly.
They need some help.
That's probably the best idea. They sure do. You can't lose play-in tournaments anymore. You're getting too old for that. Bring another old guy in from the past and see if that helps.
Well, and dump off, see if they can get the Suns to take Draymond Green off their hands.
Exactly. Or say, hey, you guys want Chris Paul back? He's available.
They don't have a point guard. You know, it's true. I think we discussed this when the trade was made. Like, who's bringing the ball up the court?
Yeah, exactly. I got 19 shooters, but who's going to give me the ball?
Mm-hmm.
No one? All right.
The Suns, I think, are also the worst fourth quarter team in the league.
I think I saw that somewhere, too.
Which is kind of weird, don't you think? When you have a Devin Booker and Durant, it's just a weird thing to hear. Like, you can't close?
Wow. Coach?
Yeah.
Coach?
Yep, see you later, Bogle.
Yeah, it's just been a weird... So, I've heard comparisons to when... what was it? The 2021 Knicks team that had Kyrie, Harden, and... Durant together and
the biggest disaster.
Well, yes, but there is comparisons to this disaster also, because at least they made it out of the first round and probably should have beaten the Bucks if Durant had been healthy.
In order to put his foot. If we put it back 2 more inches, it might be a different story. So
yeah. And then the other one that is in the books, what do you think LeBron does, or LeBron and the Lakers do this season?
He opts out and becomes a free agent.
You think so?
Yes.
LeBron?
Yes. I mean, if it's any indication of D'Angelo Russell checking his Twitter or whatever during the game when there's a huddle going on, that's so dysfunctional. Again, Darvin Ham sounds like he's going to be gone as a coach. I think LeBron's going to test the waters one last time.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
He'll go try to play in New York.
Who's drafting Bronny?
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, who's
that's
drafting
where it is.
Bronny? Yeah.
No one should.
No one should, but they're going to. Yeah, they're going to. That kid is not ready. But he's coming.
Oh, that kid's going to end up hurt.
It's going to be like the biggest, you know, like the best basketball player of all time to. Yeah, my son did play basketball. He did? When? With me in the last year. What?
He played on the
really?
Pelicans? Yeah.
Yeah. There he is. Last seat.
Just put him on the Hornets. He'll be fine. Ron goes to the Hornets for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. The other
whatever. I don't even see Bronny James on like mock drafts and stuff.
No,
he shouldn't be. He's not good.
Right? He should stay in school, probably.
Minimum. I mean, I don't know if he'll ever be good enough to play in the NBA, honestly. But right now, he's for sure not ready to do any of that stuff.
How old is he?
20.
Bronny? This was a freshman, so yeah, he's 19 or 20.
Oh, yeah.
He's 19. He'll turn 20 in October.
Yeah, so he just freshman year, and he had the health scare, too, so that slowed everything down for development.
Dad probably saying, I can't wait for you.
Yeah, you're coming now, buddy. You're coming now.
All right. Going down the list here. we had what was the other series that we had? Oh, the Denver Oklahoma City, who looks really good. Oklahoma City, I know we both, we all had questions about Oklahoma City and this Minnesota team. They look ready to go to me. I don't know what you guys think, but they look like they're ready to take over the NBA in the West. Any thoughts on this OKC team?
They swept a really not that good Pelicans team. We'll see. I mean, I keep hearing, oh, they kept them under 100 points. Oh, forget, dude, that was... Did you watch those guys play? The Pelicans can't... It's like four good players who can't win games. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm not quite sold on the Thunder.
I'm sold more on the T-Wolves than the Thunder right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Yep. But their T-Wolves, I don't think, are getting past the Nuggets.
I think this OKC needs another couple steps to get there. I'm surprised the T-Wolves are doing so well without Cat.
They have 21 draft picks to do it.
Well, so. I know. They have time. But that's why I don't think they're not there, you know? Not yet. Yeah. Very close, but not yet.
Brandon, you said you like the Timberwolves more than the Thunder, too?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not too impressed by the Pelicans. They, especially they had a couple games without Zion, too, I'm pretty sure. It's just...
Yes, they did.
Now, if they get past the Clippers or the Mavericks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you got my attention a little bit, but until then, not sure.
Yes. Speaking of that series, that's been a very interesting one.
I'm into that one.
Yes, it's been fun to watch for sure.
Jason's a big Mavericks fan. We can talk to him about that if we want.
Well, I was gonna say, Brandon, what are your takeaways on the Clippers in an even series? Is it what going back to LA now?
Yep. I believe so, yeah. I thought the Clippers would look better, to be honest, but they haven't. I think Kawhi is dealing with injury again. Imagine that. But I kind of expected to be 2-2, and I knew this was going to be the funnest matchup in the West, the first round, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't disagree there on paper, at least. This is absolutely the most evenly matched series and one with the most questions going into it, I think, But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of close games, and...
I think they need... Sorry, go ahead, Paulie.
Oh, I was just going to say, what do you guys... If the Clippers lose this series, where do you think they go from here?
The Clippers?
Yes.
If they lose the series? I don't know. They're just start over again like the Clippers always do? I don't know. I mean, well, they don't have anything to show Palmer's for it ever.
Palmer's got that new $2 billion arena that he's opening next year.
Well,
perfect. I can put the Clippers of old, past, and present, and future all in there. Because it's all the same shit. They're never going to win anything, I feel like.
They've got James Harden. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I really like their team on paper, personally, depth-wise. But
I do too. I feel like it's always there's some kind of curse that pops up, or you know, like that. Just they never can get anywhere. I want them to win a championship, honestly, because I always root for those teams that have never ever won it. Especially like the Clippers have been the opposite of the Lakers, you know, their whole career. So sucks. But I just don't think they're gonna, unfortunately, do anything.
We'll see tomorrow with the interesting game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
In LA.
On paper, that is definitely the most fun series. The other series I want to talk about just briefly, because no one's talked about this. Cleveland Orlando series that, again, no one talked about before going into playoffs has actually been a lot of fun. And it's tied 2-2 right now. Cleveland's up 6. Just the third quarter started. Orlando, it looks like, has a really bright future. I don't know what Cleveland's going to do after this season, but I think it depends on...
They're going to draft Bronny, and LeBron James is coming back, and that's what's going to happen. They're like, Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round take. Wait, what? And then right then and there, announcement. King's coming home one more time.
I love it. Well, Jason, what do you think about this Orlando team's future? I mean, they've got a lot of young talent on it.
Yeah, I think they're like one vet away from being taking that 5 seed and turning it into like a 3 seed. For real. And this experience for that young team, like kind of popping off a year or two early, it looks real good. They look real good.
Sorry, I keep laughing. I don't want to distract you, but the Brewer game's on the background, and Pat Murphy got kicked out of the game last night. He just got kicked out again, and like the ump is literally kicking out people in the stands right now. I've never seen this before.
What?
Yeah, Freddie Peralta pegged the guy, and basically he goes, "You're out of here. You did it on purpose. Get the F out of here." Like, you can see his lips, and Freddie's like, "What?" And Pat Murphy comes out there. He gets tossed, and he's like, "Get the F out of here." And then he is just screaming at him, and now fans are screaming at him. He is tossed. He tossed the fan, at least one of them so far.
Oh, my God. Oh. I don't have Alex, so I can't turn it on. So.
Ooh, I can't wait for the John Boy. You guys know who John Boy is?
Yes.
Oh, his lip read for this is going to be so good.
So yeah, he goes on forever, and those guys, it's the old school. They're chest to chest, just bumping, screaming, everything they can possibly think for like 5 straight minutes. They didn't break it up or anything. So yeah, it'll be a good one. But yeah, sorry to interrupt, but I could not believe it. I was like, what's happening on TV? What the hell? Holy shit! This is sports related. I'm bringing it up. All right.
No, that's awesome. That's good to hear. So we have. Two more series to talk about briefly. Hopefully Boston on Wednesday can put this Miami Heat team to bed. I mean,
I kind of hope not, but especially when the Unicorn's now down for multiple games. This is what I've been talking about all year.
Yeah.
Gotta be healthy, and here we go. Out for at least several games, it says, that the sources happen, is saying right now. So that is huge for those Celtics. I mean, they can get past the Heat, but if this prolongs longer.
Yeah, we'll see. That is true. And then... we have the Knicks, Philly in a old school 90s rock fight right now. 87-86 as I see it right now, just under 3 minutes to go.
Those games are scrappers.
Yep.
Like, there's some dirty shit going on during them. And like, yes. They're old school.
Yes, yeah. There is.
Waiting for Bill Laimbeer to come down and just tackle somebody. And be like, they didn't do anything. Fuck it. So.
Embiid playing on one leg, basically the whole team. Maxie's not doing much in the series, so Philly, they might be if they done. Lose, is going to have to figure some stuff out. And then we get to, unfortunately, our home team. Jason or Ben, do you want to start us off with this not quite autopsy, but probably will be tonight? where do you think the Bucks go from here?
I mean, they haven't lost anything yet, so I won't comment on anything about that. So we'll see if they win tonight. How about you, Jason?
Yeah, they don't look. It doesn't look good, but who knows? Weirder things have happened. The Pacers aren't playing particularly well. So
if you're a Pacers fan, you should be pretty embarrassed by this whole series that the Bucks can be like down by three at halftime when they're playing with basically, you know, none of their starters, and they're gloating like they're just crushing us. And I'm just like, all right, guys, let's wait till that reality sets in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to talk about the Bucks until they're out. I'll talk about everybody else who's out, the Lakers and Suns and all those schmucks. But we're not schmucks yet. We're still in it until tonight.
We're going to watch the game tonight and hope for the best and talk about them next week. I like that.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe good news next week.
And maybe one of your starters will finally play, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The one question I did have tonight was I think it was just announced that Dame and Giannis are both out, but yes, just came across. Would you have played them knowing, I mean, in Giannis's case, that a Kevin Durant situation could have occurred where he had the Achilles or the calf and then came back early and tore his Achilles. Hypothetically, would you have played them?
No. If they couldn't play, if there's any doubt, there's no reason for them to play. Because just because you can get past this round, you're old. You know, like your body's not going to heal. I mean, Giannis heals quickly, usually, I feel like. He's quicker than anybody I've ever seen, I feel like. But, I mean, if they're not 100% and we need them for next year, you know, because this year doesn't look too hot, like people are saying, then yeah, I would say no. It's the career. It's not right now, especially if it's Achilles stuff for both of them. For Cavs.
Mm.
Yeah, I've had a couple of discussions with some people this last couple of days, and they said the same thing, and I just wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah, we just won, you know, like it's been 3 years. It'd be maybe different if there was no championship there, but
yeah,
as an organization, we won, and it'd be great to get one for Dame, but this is not the year. God, try again. Jason. Yep.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. You just gotta. A lot of it is the players too. Like they don't want to sit. In a lot of cases, they're like, "No, I can play. Let me out there. You know, I gotta carry my team to a victory." And you know, you don't know that he's gonna get hurt. You know, you can't. There's two ways to look at it. You'd want to think about the future, but you also don't want to plan, play, and strategize in fear of what might happen either. Yeah. So it's, you know, I can see it both ways.
Yeah.
Because they can still get past this Pacers team. It's not a strong, they're not looking good. And then, I mean, they're probably going to have to play the Knicks, and that's going to be tough. But if they can get a starter or two back, hey, you know, they're not out of it. By any stretch, the Pacers, unless the Pacers like all of a sudden go like 15 for 22 from 3-point land or something like that, I mean, I don't see the Pacers blowing out the Bucks or anything. They haven't been able to yet.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, feelings?
I kind of thought the Bucks were going to lose this series personally going into it, but I might have been biased because I kind of like the Pacers too, but I just didn't think the Bucks were, towards the end of the regular season, were playing well, and I just kind of thought that this kind of might have happened. And with Dame going out, it's just like, oof.
Yeah. It's really hard when one and two go down.
I wanted the Bucks to win, though. But I will say, if the Pacers beat them, that's who I'm cheering for. So,
yeah, I'll buck Bucks all day, but if the Pacers do take this series, I'll be on the Pacers side the rest of the way.
Halliburton,
I'll just be not paying attention to the East anymore. That's really what will really happen, because it won't even matter. Whoever wins it. You know, it is what it is. I just don't want Boston to ever win it. That's really my big thing. So
no.
If they don't get there,
no Boston.
They just don't win the whole thing. That's a win for me then, if the Bucks can't do it. So
they'll flame out like they always do, and then they'll have some questions too. So. Maxie just hit.
No, oh, yeah, there's not much time left in
one second here. Oh, he got fouled and he's going to the line. No, he hit the shot, but they're not counting it apparently.
Classic new NBA. No continuation whatsoever. I'm not watching it, so it could be a good.
Yeah, it's probably.
Call, the, but I'm. Probably but I'm just be going the Knicks.
Oh, he did hit the three, and he hit the fall. So
down by two. Philly
is not quite done yet. They're down by two.
A nail biter. Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna.
We'll cut that next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not.
Cause there's 15 seconds left, but it could go 5 minutes. So.
Yeah.
To be playing patty cake for a while. So.
All right. I did want to say happy retirement to Candace Parker, who announced that she's hanging up her shoes a couple days ago. So congratulations to one of the pioneers of the WNBA, and she's gonna be a great announcer because she's phenomenal already. So
yeah,
only any quick thoughts on Candace before we hang up?
Yeah, only rookie of the year and MVP in WNBA history, so just another accolade on top of two NCAA championships with the late Pat Summitt and everything else in between. Two championships in WNBA too. So yeah, amazing career, great in broadcasting already. So we'll see her again, just not in the Harvard anymore.
Quick update. Maxie just hit a three to send the game into overtime.
Hey.
So, there you guys. If you guys want a free basketball tonight, you got free basketball tonight.
Yep. So we'll have that ending for you guys next week. But
Or not, but.
Yeah. Or it could go on forever. You never know. Brandon, thanks for coming on with us tonight again.
Always fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
And we will talk some basketball and hockey and possibly some baseball with you guys next week. Other than that, I think we're going to hang it up. So, Jason, you want to sign us off?
I'd love to. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to us go on about sports and for talking sports with us. So don't forget to check us out on the X Machine at WSN Weekly. Let us know how you're feeling about anything, really. It doesn't necessarily have to be about sports. We love you guys, so just come talk to us.
Throw a curveball out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Make us work for it.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love you very much, and you have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
Take care, everybody.
Peace out.